News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Bord na Bona has confirmed it has ended peat harvesting for good. But what does that mean for rural Ireland? Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, joins us now. Your reaction to this news from Bord na Bona, Michael?
Well, good morning. To be honest, I would consider this a very sad and dark day that will be regretted for many, many decades to come. And I will tell you why. I raised this issue in the Dáil this week because the government and the people in power at present haven't really thought this through. Now, could I give an example? They've completely thrown to the wolves our very important horticultural industry. And they might think they're solving one problem, but they're creating another massive problem. Just think now, first of all, about horticulture. We have many, many people working in that industry in Ireland today. One of the things that they need is they need compost. They are going to be faced with a situation where they're going to have to go abroad. And for instance, it could be from the Baltic region. They will be importing compost. It'll have to come in through the UK. So could you imagine the massive, we'll call it damage done to the environment by importing that material, that distance to here, to then use here and export back out of the country again. And we having an endless and valuable supply of it here ourselves already. Not a mind then.
The point is, Michael, it's not endless. That's the point. And it's doing huge damage to the environment. I mean, you can't just block your eyes and ears to the reality of what harvesting peat does. We can't stick our fingers in our ears about that.
You can't block your ears to the fact of what I'm just after stating either, because what I'm after stating is a fact. Do we want to do away so completely with our horticultural industry in Ireland? Then we have the other issue, and that is the Department of Social Protection recognise, and I said this in the Dáil this week to the Taoiseach when I questioned him on this matter, they recognise a thing called fuel poverty. Fuel poverty is something real, it exists, and it affects thousands and thousands of households every week. Okay. Now, we have people who are
still burn coal. Burn and be damned. Is that basically what you're saying? I've given you plenty of time to make your argument. I'm allowed to ask a question as well. Is it burn and be damned?
No, absolutely not. I never said any such thing. I supported, for instance, if you take, you cannot compare, we'll say, things that happened in the past. And again, I said this week in the Dáil, the smoky coal ban, if you look back on what was happening in places like Dublin and concentrations of population where you had a problem with smog and smoke, you can't compare that to a person burning turf in a fire for themselves in the countryside, whether it's above in Sligo or Mayo or down in Kerry or any part of rural Ireland. You can't go comparing a person keeping their home fires burning. And remember, when people had nothing,
Ban these products, but not in my backyard. Is that the philosophy then?
It is very difficult when we're trying to make a point and when we're interrupted every time.
Michael, it's an interview. I'm allowed to ask you a question. You've made your point. I'm now asking you a question. You're saying do this, but not in my constituency. That's my question to you.
Is Mayo and Sligo and is all that part of the country my constituency? I am speaking up for people who are worried about how they're going to heat their homes and how they're going to stay warm. It might sound very grand to say, oh, look, we'll have to stop burning turf, we'll have to stop burning timber. And remember, this is what the government are proposing to do. They're proposing to ban the sale of these products. I don't agree with it.
We'll have to stop destroying the environment would be the other point you could add to that.
Well, right, and you're perfectly entitled to say that, but I'm perfectly entitled to say, how are people to keep their homes warm? And talking about oil, talking about ESB, look at the amount of increases that have gone on in our ESB product over the last 10 or 15 years. If people are to rely on that to heat their homes, they might not be able to afford to do so. And again, I would come back to this word, fuel poverty. We have to allow people to keep warm. Heat, water and light, these are basic necessities people need to live. And what the government and the people that are supporting them are introducing right now, and what has happened today, for instance, I just believe that in the future we will look back on this and say, why didn't somebody speak up for common sense? Why didn't somebody say, how are we to stay warm?
Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.